Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, good morning. I was just calling to see if I could get Phil's address.
Yeah.
Ask the other criminals.
Yeah. Right.
It's probably on their social media page.
We're just... Ashley and I were talking during the summer, just shocked, you know?
Yeah. After the first one, you would think.
Right. I mean, I would lose sleep over that.
Right.
Yeah, there's a car or two in Phil's driveway that has the doors. This has been happening all over Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so something was taken out of one of the cars. And then they're still not being locked.
It's had more folks than a Denny's.
The street that I'm on is pretty dark. And it's between two main roads. So no matter which direction you come on from, it's a straight line and you're gone. Like you're immediately gone.
Yeah.
You're freeway close.
Right near the highway.
Right.
I just can't understand how someone can go through your car and then you don't lock it every day after that.
Yeah. Right. At the moment you leave the car, lock it every day.
It was to the point where we were like texting every night, like, did everyone lock their doors today? And like they got annoyed. So we stopped.
Well, clearly you have to continue.
Maybe just have one person assigned to be car monitor and they lock away his car to make sure before they go to bed. Lock away his car.
Wow.
Or just a good practice as you're leaving your car, hit the little lock button and just lock
it. It's just, it's baffling to me.
Yeah.
Now, we were doing that and we were like, it's too much work. We're like, just take anything of value out of the car.
Like the garage door opener?
They
can still vandalize the car itself also. There's nothing in here, I'll rip the seats.
Well, they're
looking for something. If the car's locked, they could do that.
They have zero interest in that. They're just looking for a quick grab.
Yeah.
Something they can sell. That's all they want.
How about beers?
I could see if Ashley was doing that. Like, that
makes more sense.
The people we're talking about are smart people.
Right.
No, you're smart.
Okay.
But
you're a different kind of smart.
I can see you being
like Disney smart.
La-di-da.
Right. You're like Disney smart, yeah.
Driving around in the summer, windows down, leave your car.
If I leave, like, I drive a convertible.
Down.
If I left my top down in the driveway.
Yeah.
Of my car.
Well, she rolled the windows up with her top down.
Well, you've heard this before. Jennifer and I went to a Hartford St. Patrick's Day parade in the parking lot. We're like, well, she doesn't want to carry her purse, so she put it in the hatchback of the SUV. Someone was waiting somewhere. These people, it's a job.
Yeah, that's what they
like,
do.
They have things. This is what I go
what
to.
They do.
I know there's going to be victims in this parking lot.
Right.
And they're just watching. And someone watched her do that. We come back, broken window, purse is gone. They were already at a gas station and bought a flat screen, which, by the way, I still haven't gotten a flat screen.
Oh.
Before, like, you got back from the parade?
Before we got back from the parade.
They already do all the stuff, yes.
Because we had we were lucky enough to have a friend on the force, and this was an immediate response, and they looked this up. They're like, yeah, we got him on camera at Walmart.
Wow.
This is during the parade, which is smart, right? Because the card hasn't been called in yet.
Plus, nobody's shopping right now.
That's right.
They're at the parade.
In and out.
Spot at Walmart.
Right.
They're going to get right in.
In and out. Everybody's at the parade.
In and out. But since then, Phil, we never, if we're driving along, we're going to go for a run. It's like, let's pull over here, put the purse in the back, and then we'll drive 5 miles and we'll pull over so no one sees us.
Right. You learn
do it someplace else.
Or as
you're driving, just have her like climb out of the seat to the back of the car and stuff it in there and then climb back. This way the car never stops at all.
Guys, I'm on your side on this.
Listen,
we know.
100%.
We know, yes.
This has to be, they're driving, right? Like, let's go get some stuff tonight. It's like, there's no way that car is still open.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
It's
10
a game.
Bucks.
Yeah.
$10 is closed. $10 is closed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, damn it, I owe you $10.
Son of a, okay.
I'll take it out of his wallet.
Right.
At some point, they have to.
Right. Here, you get the first pick out of this when you get the laptop.
Right. Oh, and it got weird. So the first time it happened, they got caught on camera as well. They used the McDonald's that is a mile from my house. So we're like, we have them. And the police are like, there's really not much we can do. We're like, we'd have to run the plate. It's probably a different town. Like, it's whatever was in there.
We'd
gone.
Have
just
to
cancel
run
the card.
The plate.
God forbid.
The card.
Oh. That's so tough to do.
I don't want to say who we're dealing
with. Oh, well, we don't want to inconvenience
so upsetting.
You.
Right.
It was so upsetting.
So we'd have to run the plate.
That was part one.
Got to run the plate.
So cancels the cards. Wallet's gone. Part
How much
two
was gone? How much money?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
All right.
But part two,
because if it's like $30 and they'd have to run the plate, you could say, the car's probably stolen anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah, but credit cards, like the whole thing.
Were they using a credit card or cash?
Card. Credit card.
Yeah.
But
Jesus. In
this card.
You run the plate!
In this wallet was everybody's social security number.
Oh.
The whole family. He had a copy of everybody's social security number.
Why? If I were you, I would go out personally and lock all the cars.
Seriously.
So
it's easier for you.
But this only part. The second part was the whole wallet gets taken. Previously to this incident, he had misplaced his wallet inside the house, couldn't find it. It was like a four-hour ordeal trying to find the wallet. So they got him. I don't know if you guys know what the tile is.
Yes.
But you can send a message to it, and it beeps.
Very helpful.
It gives you like a little GPS location. He doesn't think of this until months later. Oh, my wallet has the tile in it. We're like, oh, my God. So it's somewhere in Waterbury. They went and
How's
dug
it doing?
Around, they, went and dug, they were trying to find
it's
it.
It's under a bridge.
There's
somewhere.
Like pictures and stuff that like they want to maybe get out of there. But yeah, they couldn't find it.
It has a job.
I'm speechless.
It's a whole story.
And you
it's
guys,
a whole story.
And you guys call me the dumb one.
Wowie. Holy crap.
He's messed up his luck.
Yeah. I can't remember if I ever had my house broken into. I really, not until recently, had stuff.
Right. That
anyone would want.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm hoping someone breaks his mind and puts stuff in.
That happened to Eric once. Somebody broke into his apartment. He was in college. It wasn't in a good area. They took laptops. They took, like, Xbox, that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I need
someone
to break into mine and clean it.
Oh, you know what? I do remember something. My mother had to go to the hospital. We cleared out our house and put it in a garage because we were between. It was a whole story. But anyway, we go into the garage, and the television's gone, and something else is gone. And then a couple of days later, I go over to my friend's house. And there's the television.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
What did you?
I'm like, well, we can't be friends anymore.
Right.
Also, that's mine.
Right.
And come over every time you watch your TV.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I get to pick the show.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And you're making me snacks.
Did you take it back?
No. I was just like, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
You know. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't have the serial number. I didn't have, you know.
Yeah.
No.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And the family had, you know, a bunch of brothers, and some of them had been in prison. I'm like, well, I'm not dealing
with this. Do the math here.
Gotcha. Pick your battles.
Exactly.
The television.
That never happened to my house. We suffered from broke.
That's right. Bill LaChance, the weed guy. Hey.
Hey, good morning, Ken and everybody.
Hello.
Everybody over there. How are you?
Perky. Good. So I'm thinking the year for you is starting off on a high note.
Literally.
Something you've been fighting for so many years.
Quite high note.
Is on the governor's agenda.
Yeah, this year looks better than it ever has. I think with the pressure of New Jersey passing legalization and with New York passing it, the governor does not want to see Massachusetts.
Puff.
He does not want to see dollars flowing out of Connecticut into other states.
Coupled with the fact that this COVID bill is going to come. We don't even know what it is yet.
Right.
Right.
We have no clue what's going on about that.
The last time around, how many legislators, how close was it?
It was very close. It was 6 votes short.
Wow.
Damn.
And luckily this year, a couple of those people are not in the legislature anymore. They have been voted out or they have retired. So we have some new members. I mean, we have all new leadership in the House and the Senate. So, and they're all pro legalization. So,
this is a slam dunk, no?
Well, yeah, the Democrats have a majority. And the Democrats have typically been pro legalization.
They seem high.
All the leadership is in favor. Everything is stacked in our favor this year. It should go through.
Hmm. I like how he's leaving it open.
Yeah. It should.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's always one or two holdouts. There's still a couple Democrats who who don't see it as a viable option.
All right, so you, BB, you feel the best you've ever felt. The chances are the best they've ever been.
Yes. But don't buy the Doritos yet.
Yeah. Right. And besides, their last resort would be to put it up to the public for a vote.
Oh, there you go.
And they wouldn't do that until 2022.
Do you think that they would do that? That would just make them look so incapable of doing their own job.
Right. Well, we know that part already, but
yeah.
It seems like the governor doesn't want, I mean, he wouldn't have said what he said if he didn't want, if it was going in that way.
Yeah,
you know?
He would have to sign it, which would mean he's responsible for whatever else happens after that. Buck stops here kind of thing, and he's ready to do it. So get out of the way.
Get out of the way, legislators. It's time, because you can see what's happening around the rest of the country.
So, all right, so we all know that. So, Joe, what happens now? They write it up? Is it already written up? How does this, there's the debate?
What they'll probably do is take the last bill that they did 2 years ago.
And then adjust it to whatever objections or whatever problems, challenges.
Change the date on it.
Okay, change it up. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Change the date on it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
remember, we used to put announcement cards in here, and it would have was last year's card.
Yep.
It's like, wait a minute. It says Wednesday. It's Thursday this year.
Exactly, right.
All right. Okay, so they change it up the best they can. Besides that part of it, are there any obstacles in terms of how we going to test this for impaired driving, whatever?
That's always been the main obstacle. Now, luckily, throughout the years, they've come up with some new technology, and they're starting to have new ways to test people for it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think that's going to be that much of
an objection. How's Massachusetts doing it? Like, if you get pulled over and they think
they hold a Dorito and you've got to follow the Dorito.
I knew you were going to say that, because that is the best test.
Yeah. They just
like, there's no
the
way
Dorito.
You're stoned and someone like waves a Dorito in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, don't follow this.
Right. You're locked in on
that.
Right. It's a Cool Ranch.
They ask you to pick an ice cream flavor if you take longer than 4 seconds.
Or they tell you what goes good on a, what's the best topping for a pizza? And you say like five things. Yeah.
Right.
And one of them
I don't think
Fritos.
They've implemented the breath-alyzer.
Marshmallows. Marshmallows. Dude, marshmallows and anchovies, man.
Yeah, they hang a bag of Doritos in front of the window, and if you grab for it, then that's it. You're stoned.
Right, it's like a fishing pole thing.
Yes.
Right, the carrot in front of the donkey.
Right, or they pick out a hacky sack. Here you go.
How do they test for this in Massachusetts?
Frisbee.
Well, they haven't implemented a breathalyzer yet, so I believe they are still using basic drunk driving methods.
Okay.
Although, you know, they still haven't been agreeable on what that level of THC in the blood is.
Oh.
I know what
that
they do.
Makes you
right,
stoned.
We have the blood alcohol level. I think it's 0.08, right? If you're 0.07, you get to go.
Right. What they got to do is ask a philosophical question, because no stoner
so
can pass
come
that up.
Up. With that. What's the blood alcohol level for THC?
If you talk more than 5 minutes, you're in.
Is there a quick test for that?
There's a quick test to see how much THC is in your blood, but what they haven't determined is what level makes you high. So if you're
but it's different tolerance,
How do they do that? Is it a blood test? They have to take your blood?
Yeah, they take your blood.
Oh, man.
That seems invasive,
No, that's already, but it already happens now. So they can have you, if you passed the or fail the field sobriety test, and they don't have you blow into the machine.
Right.
They take you to the hospital, and if you won't submit to a blood test, you lose your license and all these bad things happen.
Yeah. Right. What happens with breathalyzer? If you suck on the breathalyzer instead of blowing into it.
I think you get popular points for that.
They know you're stoned. You're like, that's not a pipe, sir.
Well, like, very good.
You just tried to take a hit of the breathalyzer.
Whoa, cool vape, man.
Dude, is this flavored?
That could be part of the test.
Right.
Where's the rush hole?
On it, your eye.
Right.
I mean.
All right, so that's the part they have to work out. You would think they would say, let's grab Massachusetts law, and we'll just write in Connecticut where it says Massachusetts, and let's put it out there and see what happens. What? This is not brain freaking
like
surgery.
That, actually.
What's that?
they have a good law up there in Massachusetts.
Right.
I wouldn't mind that.
And they say spell Massachusetts.
Joe, the Chancellor Weed tough. Guy is on. We're talking about the possibility of recreational marijuana becoming legal in Connecticut this year. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do believe it's going to happen. It's going to be a strange session this year because it's going to be done all virtually. So it actually might give the people a better opportunity to communicate with their legislatures because the hearings are all going to be done through Zoom.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to find the tech stupid people in this state immediately.
Yep.
Yep. Guilty. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to get those Zoom links.
Because we haven't had that. The legislature's been out.
Yep.
So we haven't figured out who's going to have a dog in the background, who's going to have his kid, who's going to be wearing underwears,
right.
Who's going to say something stupid when it's not on mute.
Goes take a pee.
Oh, we're in for a good comedy show here.
Yes, we are.
Oh, this will be a lot of fun. I think it's going to make it better. I do.
Okay.
I think it's going to make it better for us.
How much money did Massachusetts make just on the revenue from taxing?
Oh, let me check real quick. It was up to almost, I don't know if it may reach a billion yet.
Right.
But
in stoner language, an S load.
Yeah.
Yep. They have made a ton of money.
I remember hearing that figure and thinking,
it was a billion or something.
It was nuts.
It was at least like 100 million like cheeseburgers.
Now, what are the people who are dealing weed now? I mean, they have to be. It's like being a mall now. It's very difficult. Amazon's taking all your business.
The mom and pops out there.
If you were a big pot dealer.
Right. The mom and pops out there. Yeah.
Right.
You got to be a legit businessman now.
Yeah. You got to go corporate.
Yeah. This is it. This is the thing. We got to take it from the streets and put it into the stores, basically.
Your experienced seller, work behind the counter.
That's it. And that's part of the thing with Connecticut. We have to make sure that they make a law that is available for everybody to be able to open up a dispensary if they want. I mean, it's got to be a reasonable fee structure.
Yeah, that's where they're going to get you.
This is where we, the activists, go in and really try to make sure that they don't put it in the hands of corporations.
But you don't want one. You don't want three on one block, you know? You want it to be – that
spread
could be something they do is regionalize it, right? Like, all right, you can buy, you know, it's like a McDonald's. You can't have one across the street, right? They could do that. Has any other state pulled something like that?
Franchises?
Right. Like, you buy a territory.
Yeah.
Here's your territory.
Right, here's your turf.
One, you know, dispensary per territory.
Right, yeah.
That would be nice. They tried to do that with the medical program, but this is why we're a little worried. They ended up with they have a chain of like four dispensaries now. One company owns four of the dispensaries here in Connecticut.
Mm. Wow.
So and it wasn't supposed to be that way.
Is there a region that grows the best weed in Connecticut, like Norwalk, Stamford,
Bridgeport
New Haven, Waterbury, Hartford? Is there an area where it's like, man? They have it right. Well,
the West Haven guys do it pretty well.
Hmm.
The ones that are up there in West Haven,
that would
do
be
a
down there.
Good job.
Right,
they're on the shore.
Well, you know,
yeah,
there's a guy who there. Like he's making his point right now.
If you're upside down, you know, get off your head, Joe.
Great weed, right, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. Great weed.
Turn the map around.
Turn your world around, man.
You talking to me?
Yeah,
I'm in Australia.
Remember, Joe came on the show 420. He's on the show for a minute.
Yep.
I'm like, are you stoned?
He just laughed, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's 420.
Yeah, exactly.
It was.
All right, one more question, Joe, about recreational weed being legal in Connecticut. How fast can it happen? What would be the fastest we would see this?
I would have to say that the fastest we would see it in stores, if they pass it this year, would be 2022. So it would take at least a year.
That's lightning fast, though.
That's pretty fast.
From writing
up
a law,
at least,
passing it.
For Connecticut.
Right. 2022 would be the quickest, I would think.
So 2022, I'm in a store buying it.
Right. So
without a medical ID card.
Get your Captain Crunch now.
Without
it, like
yes. And you'll be paying heavy tax on it, I'm sure.
Popcorn.
What is what do you think that is? Because cigarettes is what? They're like
10 or 11 bucks a pack?
$11.45.
Yeah, they're like $11 a pack. I could see them.
I've had to buy packs of people before. Oh, okay. $11.45 right now, yes.
Hold on.
I could see them tacking a 20% tack on.
That doesn't seem bad, you know? 20, I know it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I think the cigarette tax is way more, like in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's almost double. I think you pay almost double a pack. Yeah, what you would pay. I think the tax.
There's no
is like
way
double.
It costs a cigarette manufacturer $6 to make a pack of cigarettes.
No.
So, yeah, it's true. But you'd also be paying the 6% sales tax. So they're talking probably about a 26% tax rate on the weed.
Right.
So. You know, that, but that's what Massachusetts does, and they're making a booming business. It did say they made Massachusetts are expecting to haul in 93 million. Yeah, 93 million.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Damn. Yes, it is.
That's off of one law.
It's a lot of hemp clothes.
That's right. Taxes money. Mm. That's tax money that they took in. So the state right now, we know Connecticut needs money.
Yes,
and
we do.
We saw that. He's not pursuing tolls.
This
so
time.
Where
this
else,
time.
Until we're stoned.
Until we're all
that'll get you.
Guess what now?
Let's get them stoned first.
Right. They're going to pass it at 10 a.m. when they're all sleeping.
Yeah, then they
I've
won't
got
care.
Some right. good
you
news
see,
and some bad
strategy?
News. Right, yeah.
Good strategy.
Every time they do something cool,
so they
get screwed.
Care.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How do the consumers feel about this? Like, let's just say you're a person who smokes weed. Do you want it to be legal? Is it going to be more expensive?
It'll be more expensive, but it'll be a lot more convenient. You
now,
know?
If I buy weed from a dude down the street uh-huh. and not from a dispensary, would that be illegal? Like,
yes,
if I don't go through the proper channels and pay tax on it,
right.
is that a problem?
As far as
yes,
carrying
that-
it?
It is still illegal. You'll get the regular fine, though, which it's still not jail time.
Okay.
So, in other words, you'd get the $150 fine for
okay.
possessing marijuana,
right.
unless you could prove that you bought it in a store with
but
a receipt.
I, like okay, but if I'm selling it...
Like open container of beer.
And not charging taxes for it. That's tax evasion. That sounds pretty serious.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You go on.
Yes. And interesting enough, they kind of wrote that into the last law.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas if you get caught, you also get busted for not paying the taxes.
Yeah.
Because if it's legal, you know, that's a whole other layer that they added to it.
All right. Okay. Well, keep us posted on this, Joe.
I certainly will. As soon as they get that bill going, I'm definitely going to let you guys know.
How many years do you think you've been working on this for us? Well, for Connecticut?
2014. I did it in California starting in 2010. Then I came back here in 2011, and 2014 is when we started the... So it's been 7 years.
You're making a big difference.
Yes, you are.
So good for you.
Every year we've been chipping away.
Yeah.
It's been a long, hard road, but hopefully in the end,
especially when you're getting stoned along the way, you're taking breaks.
You're right. I forgot what I was doing. What was I doing?
You know, dealing
yeah.
with these guys, you have to get stoned. Yeah, you have to.
That is
you really
true.
Do.
I can relate.
All right, Joe the Chance, the weed guy. We're linked up to all his stuff at WPLR.com, 95.9TheFox.com. Thank you, brother. Jessica Summers from the zoo on the phone now. Hey.
Hi. How are you guys? Thanks, Chess. Thanks, AJ, for having us.
Hello. Oh,
absolutely. How are the animals?
They're always good. Our animals are always good here at the zoo.
Cool.
We have a phenomenal staff that takes care of them, loves them dearly, and, you know, makes sure that they're happy and healthy every day.
You know, we forget with COVID, we think about the restaurants and all these businesses. We forget there's this giant zoo with all these animals and no one's coming to see them.
Right.
Yeah.
So therefore,
right.
but you have to feed them every day. So this
revenue.
Becomes a math problem.
Yes, it does.
It does. You know, we do have guests. We're actually grateful to be open at 50% capacity and have
nice.
Been since June 1st. And our fabulous guests have been coming. We just ended our Winter Wonderland walk, and we had a great attendance, and people are buying memberships. So our support is out there, but you are right. You know, we did get hit very hard. You know, we shut down in March, weren't able to open again until June 1st, and then now working at 50% capacity. Does change your budget. So we've done everything to cut our expenses, but unlike other nonprofits and other venues, we aren't able to just you know, shut the lights off and walk away. You know, we have a live animal collection, and they require attending to. So
how many
animals? We're here 365 days a year, our staff, and we're open 362 days.
Wow. Let me guess the two. You're open 362. Yeah, math.
Right. So
I have a problem with that. All right, so 3 days. So Christmas Eve, Christmas, and New Year's Day.
So we're closed. We're closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, but we do close half days, the days of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Right, which have.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yes.
How many animals do you have there?
Oh, gosh, we have a collection of 350 animals. We have several different species, many endangered species. We work with the AZA, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. We're an accredited program through them. So our animals, a lot of people ask, the endangered species animals are owned by that collection. So we don't breed without recommendations. There are a great deal of requirements associated with managing of our animals. And then we also have a collection of our education animals, the education animals that are our ambassadors that go out to school programs and are ambassadors on grounds.
Right.
Didn't we have a tarantula on my head once?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
More than likely.
Yep. We had the hissing cockroach in here. Yep.
Yeah, JT's out there a lot. And he seems to be comfortable around those. I'm not too sure I would have had the tarantula on my head. I've been working here 17 years.
That was good.
I don't have a lot of hair, so I felt every little...
Each one of its hairs.
Every little step.
Right.
Ew.
Has a dance on your head.
Yeah.
Yep.
The millipede would be the next one, I think.
Stop it.
Yeah, right.
What are the most popular? I'm thinking monkeys, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves the monkeys.
Right.
Make people happy.
They do until they throw poop at you, yes.
True. I will say our tigers are iconic. However, most people forget our otter. Our otters and our new otter that was brought here, and he's now on habitat, so he can be seen. But the otter is one of our favorite, and don't forget the prairie dogs. Everybody loves the prairie
little
dogs.
Little Timones. Yeah.
I was prairie dogging earlier. Yes.
Yeah, because you can very funny. You can pop up and enjoy, the whole experience. So the kids really get into it. So those are probably our two most somewhat interactive animals that they love. But all the animals are special for different kids for different reasons.
We forget how amazing the Beardsley Zoo is.
It is cool.
It's right here.
Exactly.
Right here.
Right.
How can people help?
Well, we are the only zoo in Connecticut, and believe it or not, we turn 100 years old next year. So we're going to be celebrating our 100th. Yep, and we're very excited for that. Listeners can get involved in so many ways. They can make a donation, come to the zoo. Like I said, we're open 362 days a year. Many people don't recognize that, and our animals are very active in the winter. Lots of fun things to do. You can visit our gift shop and cafe when you're here. Buy a membership, buy an animal sponsorship. Become a volunteer, and so much, we can't say this enough, but sign up for our e-newsletter, for our text messages. Follow us on all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because that's how you find out all the amazing stuff that's happening at the zoo and all the updated information.
You know, if you go to a movie, which you can't now, but
right.
If you go to a movie with your kid, or a lot of times you do things with your kids.
Yeah.
You're not really spending time with them because they're watching a movie or whatever. This
right.
is, if you want to have good bonding time.
Yeah.
Go to the zoo.
Exactly.
Right?
Look at the animals. You explain the animals to them.
Right. Well,
we hear that all the time.
Explain them to
what
me.
What they're doing. You know.
Yeah.
Why is
it
happening?
It's fun family time.
What are those two animals doing?
Right.
They're wrestling.
Right. One ran out of gasoline. Close and was pushing it home.
Oh, that's right.
And over here we have.
Yeah.
Turn your head in. Don't look, kids.
Yeah. There's the line. That's the bridge.
Right. Look at that one.
All right. Well, thank you for what you do and the whole crew there, JT and everybody. We'll link up at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Visit,
Kevin,
help,
AJ,
volunteer.
Thank you guys for always thinking of the zoo. Thanks for having us. And please, I'm going to thank all of our listeners out there and everybody who supported the zoo. We can't thank you enough. It means the world to us. I know you're having a segment on the new richest person. So if you want to just give me their name and number, that would be fantastic.
Awesome. It's so easy to remember.
Elon Musk.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We try to get in touch with him. If anybody who knows him, then just let me know that too.
All right, good. See you all over it.
Thank you for coming on. We're going to talk to you soon. And Jennifer and I will be visiting very soon.
Can't wait. Let us know when you're coming.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Chaz and AJ, my morning mastodon melee masters.
I'll look that up.
Did you know that the longest fingernails ever measured over 28 feet?
Gross.
Oh, no.
Gross, gross, gross.
Oh, yeah. How do you
pee with
your
nails? Lot you can't do with that.
Yeah, how do you pee with that?
I can tell you from firsthand experience, with fingernails like that, it would be virtually impossible to play the bongos with your shirt off.
Oh, that's true. Or your pants.
Play somebody else's bongos.
There you go.
Or put a shirt on.
Or wipe your butt.
You can scratch your back from anywhere, though.
Get in a car, shift gears.
A myriad of problems.
Right. Yeah.
Chopsticks. A lot of problems. Bitch. Yep.
Did you have a nice New Year's?
Had a great New Year's. We were down in Maui, hanging out with Woody Harrelson and his family.
Oh, that sounds like
some
a
Maui
good
Wowie
time.
Yep,
having a good time. You know, eating a lot of macadamia nuts.
All right, thank you.
Hey, you guys, take care.
Joe the barber.
Good morning. Fun fact. Radar spelled backwards is radar.
Oh. I'm gonna have six.
Chaz and AJ, hello.
Hey kids, my name is Dave, along with my good friend Paul Schaefer.
Yes, David.
And my fun fact is about whales, guys.
Whales.
Whales.
Oh, so it's a Chris Christie fun fact.
No, Paul. But close. The heart of a blue whale, which, as you know, is the largest animal on Earth, is measuring out at 5 feet long and weighs about 400 pounds.
Wow. Now, that is big. That is huge, Dave. Do you think he starts every letter with, "It is with a heavy heart I write you today"? Anyway, kids, we'll have more dad jokes with Paul Schaefer after these messages.
Thank you, David.
Later, kids.
Bernie from Vermont. Fun Fact Friday.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I happen to know that it's impossible to hum. Impossible to hum a tune while holding your nose.
Oh.
Go ahead, try it.
Ah.
Hold on.
Like a bunch of insects.
I see you. Like I'm sucking them abducted.
It's probably a good thing that I don't hum, much less sing.
Wait, you really tried.
Chad, you're going to hum out the back.
I thought we were going to need
it's like the noise will come out the back.
If you push hard enough.
I hummed, but in the wrong
open
end.
Open the window, I just hummed.
It doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. I thought we were going to need medical attention for Ashley for a second.
I know. It was close.
Is she breathing? Is she breathing?
Kind of, yeah.
You sound so disappointed, AJ.
Oh, no, not me.
All right. Thank you, Bernie.
5'2", eyes of blue, ka-chee, ka-chee, ka-chee-koo. Has anybody seen my girl?
Yep. Bernie lost it.
Just a song in my head.
Thanks for sharing.
All right. Thank you, Bernie.
Later, guys. Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Chaz and AJ, Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah, this is Mitch McConnell. I want to say I look like a turtle. That's a fun fact.
Oh. We agree. Thank you.
It's Celebrity Fun Fact Friday.
That's why he's so shellfish. Hey,
John Travolta in East Haven.
Yes, but first, this is Mitch McConnell. Somebody just called up impersonating me. I'm very
upset. Yeah. Very stimulating, was it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
How many Mitches are there?
Thank you so much, Senate Majority Leader. Or should I say Minority Leader? Yeah. Guys, did you know there aren't any muscles in your fingers?
Oh, really?
Yeah, their function is controlled by muscles in the palm of your hands and your arms.
Oh.
That's a weird.
I know about the palm of my hand.
That's a weird.
My masseuse has very strong palms.
Right?
You know what I just watched over the vacation break? Urban Cowboy. Never saw it
before.
Oh,
that was a good one. I had a lot of batteries on my shirt.
You did.
Mm.
A lot of batteries all lit up.
Was that fun to make?
That was fun to shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That was a good one. Service table was very nice.
Where?
That was so long ago, I don't remember.
Fun fact, I shouldn't ad-lib until I have a Red Bull after 8. Arnold.
Yes, hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, with the fun fact for you and all of this. Did you know that your body contains more than 600 muscles?
Wow.
Not in your fingers, but other places, you know. Really, it's true. It's true. Over 600 muscles in the human body. Well, except maybe for your producer, Phil. You know, he has maybe like a third of that number. Nothing personal. I'm sure Phil's a nice guy and all of that, but on paper, he's a real girly man. Sorry, Phil. I'm just reporting the fun facts.
What are you talking about?
Fun facts here.
What?
From the text.
Fun fact from Eric in Massachusetts. It takes 570 gallons to paint the exterior of the White House.
How many gallons?
570.
Wow.
More a lot now. Of paint.
More now.
Right.
Well, yeah.
What do they charge for that paint, though?
$11 billion.
Sean Connery from Heaven.
Yes, hello. This is Sean Connery.
Bathroom?
From heaven.
From the bathroom, which I refer to as heaven. Or hell.
Fun fact about espionage, if you could believe that.
Espionage, yes.
The cameras in spy satellites have such powerful zoom lenses, they can photograph license plates from 50 miles up in space. They're always watching you, so don't forget that.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you feel like hitting the handle right now?
Bonus fun fact. The ladies in Eastern Europe, the spy ladies in Eastern Europe, have much less armpit hair than is normally reported.
Less armpit hair than Ashley had during the COVID
quarantine.
It was like a woolly caterpillar.
I had a showering problem, not a shaving problem.
They were using it for the Farmer's Almanac to predict winter.
Pay attention, 007. This is a razor. You use it under your arms.
Exactly.
All right.
This is called shaving cream. Try using it.
The woolly caterpillar, long thought to be extinct, was found under Ashley's left arm.
Shorts.
It was watching Disney.
All right, we're going to let you, Sean Connery from Heaven, decide who does the best Sean Connery impersonation on the show.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, Phil.
Oh, man.
I knew you were. Yes.
Shake it, not stirred.
Ooh, that was weak.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That was weak.
Ashley?
I must go to the grocery store.
Just do your own voice.
That sounded like a Muppet.
Okay.
I must go to the grocery store.
I don't remember any James Bond movie where 007 said...
Yeah, he doubled over.
I have to go to the grocery store.
Right.
The grocery store.
But I'll be right back to take over that, take out that world villain.
Yes.
World-class villain.
Yes. I'm going after Big Y.
Immediately.
Big Y I'm going after, yes. This shopping center.
An iconic Connecticut attraction needs your help.
Yes.
And we have the richest man in America.
In the America?
I believe it's called a flubble. He's flubble. International flubble man.
I've been dead for a while. My brain's not working.
Right, yes. Agent 007, you're not pronouncing anyone.
How was that?
AJ's is close, but it sounds like he's on speed.
Oh, thank you, sir. I rule the day you said that.
All right, thank you.
Very good attempts by everybody.
How's Alex Trebek?
In Jeopardy, apparently.
Okay.
He jumped.
I made the connection because the Saturday Night Live.
Exactly right.
No disrespect.
Right.
Poor Alex.
I'm sure Alex found it funny.
Do we have that clip of him? What is this from? This is a montage.
A montage, yeah, because the last show.
It's tonight.
Tonight.
His last show's tonight, yeah. This week were the last episodes. They were supposed to run this during Christmas, and they thought, probably people are not going to be watching, so they bumped it to this week. So his last episode is
this montage is a montage of him from the beginning through the career and then the end?
No, from the beginning of him being diagnosed and everything to his last show.
Gotcha.
Alex Trebek.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. What is, we love you out. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5. I got choked up because it suddenly registered on me. Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. So maybe I am courageous. What I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want. And I will say my goodbyes. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye.
Oh, they didn't play the last 30 seconds.
No, they haven't aired it yet.
That's tonight.
Oh, right.
They taped it back in October, but it obviously won't air until tonight.
Did anybody hear, as sad as that was, did anybody hear him say, I'm scared to death? And I thought, imagine you're dying of cancer, but then you actually die of being scared to death.
Of cancer.
That would, right. That would shock.
Right. Not fortuitous.
Sure.
I want to hear Ashley try.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so we need to end on a laugh, for God's sake.
To the supermarket we go.
The supermarket. Buy some shaving cream.
He's picturing a Muppet in a top hat.
He forgot an ingredient for his recipe, okay?
She doesn't pay attention to what's happening.
He's going to get that packet of homemade martinis, like martini juice. Or
right, the mix.
Yeah. Make it mashed potatoes.
This tastes like shaving cream.
Macaroni and cheese.
Cheese.
007, what are you making?
Macaroni and cheese. I'm making macaroni and cheese. You guys are in the audience today.
Thank you.
It's the best macaroni and cheese in the America.
Cheese. Is that Goose Boy?
I'm sweating.
Going to get some stovetop stuffing.
Oh, yes.
It's like rooftop stuffing. Thank you. Goose Boy.
Macaroni and cheese with the hot dogs in them.
Cheese.
A flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble. AJ has perfected them. He's the undisputed king.
Thank you.
And we gather them all up from the week and put them into a montage. This one's a short one.
It's a little short. We had some issues with our logger system early in the week.
Which so records everything.
We are missing the first flubble of the year. It's upsetting.
That's God getting you back.
I just want it. I just like just for posterity. I just want that one for the record.
It was a short one. I thought, we had a good week.
That's what I thought also. No. Oh, look, I spoke well.
No. Sorry.
We just got lucky.
Yep. God tried right. Help.
Here it is. Top 10 things we won't miss about 2020. What have we got so far?
The start of the COVID-19 pandemic, murder hornets, the 2020 presidential election, flubble, there you go. Because of COVID-19, they're in this list, but they're not, it's not in the umbrella. I really
Phil,
need more coffee.
There's another one right there.
I did need more coffee.
All right, so we have one coming. What is going on here?
Hey. Can we talk a
joint? I didn't realize I missed you so much.
Thank you.
Stimulated and ready to go to fight so that it doesn't make you sick.
If the tenor, oh my God. If the tenor Chuck Norris, then of course,
Wow.
It wasn't even worth the joke. It really wasn't. Channel 3, Bill Rosso's public insurance adjuster's early warning weather. Got a winter weather advisory.
Wow.
Click. Wanted to sell his home in West Rock area, Hampton. You want a seller? You want a real estate agent who's going to do more than put a sign in the yard, sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or he'll buy it. Only person I would call.
Hold on,
God. And then you should actually contractually guaranteed.
Emma in Wallingford. Hold on.
Okay.
What did I say? It's right.
Emma in Mlollingford.
Yeah. Yeah. He adds more syllables and consonants.
Emma in Mlollingford.
Mlollingford. Where is Mlollingford? That's the African.
Oh,
Mlollingford.
Mlollingford. Jess has the red face.
Mlollingford.
Mlollingford.
Mlollingford. Where's Mlollingford?
Emma in. I was drowning.
As you were. Barely.
Emma in Mlollingford.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
I don't know what I've heard.
It's right next to Wallingford. Suburb.
You just got done saying everything was working.
Oh, man. It's a rough Tuesday. Wednesday.
Hang on.
Oh,
hang on. She called it Tuesday.
Hold on. Hold on. Something. About a good time or something.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You're on your fifth jukebox, son. Juice box. All right, I'll do it. My turn.
Wrote about the challenges of being a married.
Hang on. Maybe.
Your turn. How does a mayor? Stupid writing.
Right. Military. The Fred Flintstone used was a long neck. He had no arms. He had his old legs. He couldn't. He had no thumb to press. The thing.
This Chesney.
That wasn't a flaw. That was just me being stupid. Wait, that
okay, 8:34, Wednesday.
No accidents currently reported.
Let me run through this list from 1941. These movies are 40 years old now.
19 what?
81.
Did I say 41?
41, yeah.
What is wrong with 8:34 Wednesday morning?
I don't know. Jackie Land with that guy with the messed up eye, If he was the guy with the injected everybody all the time with the you know the tranquilizer, relax. Okay,
wrong decade.
Go play with your computer. Peter Fonda and the bikers and Roger Moore on the motorcycle. Adrian Barbeau and the other girl are in the De Tomaso. Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah, they were in De Tomaso. That wasn't a flubble, moron.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. De Tomaso. Look it up. It wasn't a Lamborghini. It was a Lamborghini. It was a Lamborghini that they're cruising in.
You've been fact-checked. I bet you if you bounce a pickle, you're going to hear sirens.
You're going to hear them.
Yeah. You can't pounce a pickle. It's illegal.
I just said pounce a pickle.
Pounce the pee.
It's a pickle pounce.
I can't.
You're going to bounce your pickle
She's
out of here.
She's going to pee herself.
I think so.
I'm on the verge.
Weirdo.
It was an avant-garde song, avant-garde video, and I just like, that tattooed my head.
I tattooed my head. Keep coming.
Don't even say a word. Yeah.
Arch beats the big box stores every day.
Click, click.
Oh, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Unfortunately.
Yes, I do. Now we're today.
Is that in garbage? Is that in garbage?
It is garbage.
You speak them well.
Yes. Wait, hang on. Make it official. Hang on.
Oh, Jesus.
This did crack the top 10. It got to 9.
Yay!
Hang Fire.
Hang Fire.
Love that song.
That one gets overlooked. That's
2.5 minutes.
It's perfect.
It moves fun. Yeah, it moves fast, too. Wait, I got it. Hang on. He's been, like, on several different, like, protests. There he is. I was a unicorn guy. He has two horns.
Unicorn.
That was not a clip. It was me trying to find words.
that's part of what a flubble is.
So is me kicking your ass.
Wow. We're off to a good start here in 2020.
I'm exhausted.
It's the first Boss Keith Top 5 of 2021.
Yay.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry I'm not in the studio and I'm instead at my house because everything still sucks in 2021. But we're going to make this a little bit special. I'm going to do my annual New Year's resolutions for the show. It is the top 5 New Year's resolutions for the show, which includes all 4 of you and my own. So here we go. Resolution number 1. This one is for Ashley. Ashley, you started off right. You watched The Godfather.
Hold on a second. Did you see when he said Ashley? She looked around.
She did.
Oh, no.
I was.
You know he's not here.
He can see me?
No, I was very surprised I was mentioned first. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah, I haven't heard the rest of what he's saying.
Hmm.
But it was shocking.
Okay. Go ahead.
You started off right. You watched The Godfather, but I think your resolution for 2021 is to watch every top-grossing movie and Best Picture Oscar winner of the 1990s. So we won't make you lose your mind and watch the 60s and 70s, which will seem dated and slow. I think we do the 90s. You get movies like Braveheart and The Unforgiven, and you get Titanic, which you've certainly seen a million times. So it's a good list, and you'll get a little more movie historical background. Phil,
Hold on. How many movies about that? 10?
20. Well, maybe less than 20, because the best picture is not always the highest grossing.
I was told to do math.
That's a lot.
Okay, figure it out.
That is a lot.
I'll be there for a long time.
Yes, you will. That's all part of it.
You're going to have to get her to watch The Godfather, one movie.
Seriously.
It's at most 20 movies.
Oh.
Well, let's see what she's watched already. Can we look that up?
Best picture the plus, winners, 1990s.
The plus side is I can probably watch two movies.
Boss Keith's top five. Thanks, Lincoln Tech.
Two movies in the time that it took me to watch The Godfather, because The Godfather was so long.
That's 3 hours.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 1990 Best Picture winner, Dances with Wolves.
No. Oh, yes.
Are
Kevin
sure?
Costner.
Are you sure?
Yes, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1991, Silence of the Lambs.
No.
1992, Unforgiven.
No.
1993, Schindler's List.
No.
Tell us what you know about each movie you hear. All right, Schindler's List.
What do you know?
Is that the one where somebody has to make a choice?
Yeah, her name is Sophie.
Yeah, there's no other movie like that, actually.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
That would be Sophie's Choice was the name of that movie.
Not Schindler's List.
This turned into the most fun game. Dances with Wolves.
Kevin Costner falls in love with Native American and they dance with wolves.
Oh, my God.
Like Pulp Fiction, right?
Wow. We just found a new game.
Yes. It's called What the Hell is with Her?
What's the movie about with Ashley?
Silence of the Lambs.
Is that the one where it's weird and he, like, dresses up and wears skin? Is that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure is. Yeah. Unforgiven.
I have no idea.
Clint Eastwood.
I have no idea.
It's whatever you think.
Just think you're singing.
All right, we're gonna get on this on Monday. So right. There's a whole list. And
Forrest Gump, Braveheart, English Patient.
Wait. Don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right.
We'll get back to that. So that was Ashley's.
Good.
All right. Watch all these movies.
Right. Yep.
What's Phil's?
Phil, I want you to do, as your resolution, at least three things that scare you before you get married. Three things that you say to yourself, man, I can never do. Because once you get married, like, you're going to have to stop doing anything really, really nutty. Now is the time. So figure out what those three things are and do them this year. AJ.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
So,
my turn.
Anything come to mind, Phil?
Eat a home-cooked meal by Ashley. That'd be terrifying.
Riding the pasture.
You may not survive.
Riding the pasture while she drives.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's exactly what Keith had in mind. I'd have to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, there's not a ton of things.
What do you think of bungee jumping?
Yeah, terrified by that. So, like, I've done skydiving.
Does anyone do that anymore? Bungee jumping?
Yeah. Maybe like
I think after a couple of people, like the cord was too long.
Yeah.
They were just like, yeah, this is probably not a good idea.
This
and
the
insurance
stupid.
Won't cover it.
Right. I'll do it in China, but China has.
You'll
like,
work on the
people.
List.
I'll do roller coasters. Like, I like loop de loops. I like fast. Like, all that's fine. I have no problem with that. I don't have even like a real big problem with heights. For whatever reason, bungee jumping really terrifies me.
Yeah, me too.
I just feel like a lot more can go wrong.
Yeah. Right, you'll come up with the three.
I will.
I would poop myself. Yeah.
AJ,
hey,
your resolution should be to buy two new now-looking outfits from a nice store. And it doesn't have to be Nordstrom's, but it could be Nordstrom Rack.
Not serious.
Example, outfits that aren't tank tops.
So don't buy, I think Keith is saying, don't buy clothes from a place you could also buy a socket set from.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't wear those ridiculous skinny jeans, makes a person look like an ice cream cone, basically what he's saying, yes.
Outfits that aren't flip-flops or shorts. I'm talking nice, classy outfits that look like 2021. I think that's a good resolution for you. Jazz.
What do you think of that, AJ?
Have you seen how he dresses? This is the fashion warlord is telling me how to dress.
Mm.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I could use some fresh clothes, yes. But
clothes.
I'm not wearing those stupid freaking jeans that like that grab your ankles.
He didn't say you had to wear those.
No, just something more today.
What about a button down?
I don't really do button downs because I don't.
You don't really do
yeah,
buttons.
You do.
I don't really button downs.
You don't have buttoned up, button down.
Fine, I'll go to the store and I'll find a fresh outfit or two.
You want a shirt with buttons,
right? Okay,
so you can leave them open.
That doesn't have a collar. That's like 8 inches.
Or hood,
right?
It's like hood ones,
right?
Like hoods.
Yeah, you want a jacket that doesn't come down to like
what
almost
is his jacket?
Your knee.
He said, "You know, I'm not like
outfit
formal
outfit,
like a suit,
really."
All right, get yourself a leisure suit.
Those will probably come back.
Leisure suits and lounge pants.
Oh, I love it.
I got your lounge pants hanging.
Yes.
Your resolution should be to write one nice email every day. Doesn't matter to who, but every day when you wake up from your nap.
Why do
like
I get the most amount of work?
I know, it's a lot.
Email say,
why is that? I get the most amount of work.
It doesn't have to be a paragraph. It could be a sentence. AJ, I thought you looked great today.
No, I said nice email. I would take that as snarky.
Okay.
Say to yourself, I'm going to write a nice email to somebody. Dear Phil, great job doing the blah, blah, blah. AJ, love that new outfit. Or even some of the salespeople. Amanda, great sale today. I think you can
does
do that.
Does it count if I send a text? Because I do that all the time.
Is he running a fever?
He said email. I think he wants to be able to track this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he wants a copy. You got to CC him and whatnot.
He wants a paper trail.
Yeah, he does.
All right. I send nice emails to the tribe.
Just
they email
devious.
Me all the time. I write thank you or...
Right.
He did say doesn't matter to who.
Oh, you're right, AJ. Does sound like that.
Exactly. I'm already doing like, you know, 30 a day.
Okay. You can send them to yourself, I guess.
You're Chaz. Thanks for coming in today. Fine, Chaz.
I was excellent today.
These guys are idiots. You are great.
I think you could do that every single day for 365 days, one nice email. You're saying to yourself, Keith... What is your resolution?
Yes.
Last year you were going to do push-ups every day. Have you done those? I certainly have not.
No, okay, he didn't do that. And then remember the year before, it was going to be, he says hello to, he makes a tour of the studios every morning around 9:30, just pokes his head in and says, hi, how's it going?
That to be fair, that one doesn't really fly now with the safety protocols. I get that.
He stopped it 3 days in. It was
3 days.
It was 2018.
Yeah. We weren't even out of January.
Yeah.
No.
It was 3 days in.
It
of which I got
did
once.
Not make it into the second week.
I got one out of those three.
It's all about AJ.
I'm just telling you.
It is.
No.
All about AJ.
My resolution is going to find this freaking guy and strangle him. That's it. I'm getting my bat.
Who gets this angry right before the weekend?
Ah, shut up.
All right.
I think I stopped that in February. But my resolution this year is to appreciate things more and be similar to the Chaz one and to be a bit nicer. So when somebody does something wonderful for me, I'm going to recognize
not nicer,
them.
A bit nicer. Yeah.
And you can't measure this.
No.
Right? If
I didn't
send
call
an
you
email
an
every day, you can measure it. If you did three things, we can measure that.
Yeah.
Right? If AJ buys three outfits, we can measure that. If Ashley watches all those movies, she could say, check.
Right.
Right? He could say, yeah, I've been a little bit nicer.
Yeah, about those outfits. Can I expense those?
I said thank you at Starbucks today.
Wait, what?
I said thank you at Starbucks
you.
Today.
Yeah. I thought you said something else, too.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.